Hi everyone, and welcome to episode 24 of the Pokemon Go podcast. I'm your host, Tiki Muffin, and today, as always, we'll be going over all the latest news and more. Quickly though, last week I made a mistake and said it was episode 24 with the Bidoof thing, but then it was actually episode 23. I changed it a few days after, but yeah, so I didn't do that on purpose. And this week, a lot of news, and I mean a lot, and it is amazing news as well, but then there's also some stuff that like lots of the community were really annoyed about, but I'm not going to really like be picking sides. I'm just going to say the facts and yeah, take it as you will. So the first bit is actually kind of cool. Shiny Corsola is appearing in Pokemon Go for the first time. It says, trainers, the Pokemon Company have launched Pokemon Air Adventures, an initiative started in Japan that helps create wonderful travel memories. To celebrate Okinawa, Japan, a special Pikachu wearing an Okinawan Kariyushi, I think that's how you say it, shirt will be appearing in Pokemon Go starting July 22nd. This Pikachu will be available and appearing for over a year, so if you're able to travel and get the chance to visit Okinawa, you can try looking for one. Just like with the Pikachu wearing a Kariyushi shirt, we're looking to introduce more costume Pokemon that are available only in certain regions of the world, so please keep an eye out for more news. Shiny Corsola will also be appearing in Pokemon Go for the first time starting on July 22nd. Corsola can be encountered only in certain regions. If you're lucky, you might even soon find a Shiny Corsola. There's no time limit planned for the appearance, so when you're able to travel to a region where Corsola appears in the wild, you'll venture out to search for a Shiny one. Pokemon Air Adventures is an initiative that helps create wonderful travel memories. We hope that when you can travel, Pokemon Air Adventures can be an opportunity to help them enjoy traveling even more. Personally, I think this is a really cool idea. And yeah, so basically when you're traveling, maybe on holiday, it's just an extra thing, so you get special stuff. And the next bit of news, get fired up for Tepic Community Day. I'll say my thoughts after, but I'm just going to read it out. It says, trainers, we're excited to announce that Tepic, the Fire Pig Poke, will be featured during July's Community Day event. The date and time are Saturday, July 3rd, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. local time. Features are, Tepic will be appearing more frequently in the wild. If you're lucky, you might even encounter a shiny one. Evolve Pignite Tepic's evolution during the event or up to 2 hours afterwards to get an emblem that knows the attack or the charge attack, Blast Burn. Take a few snapshots during the Community Day for a surprise. There'll be a one-time purchase Community Day box available for 1,280 Pokecoins featuring 50 Ultra Balls, 5 Incense, 5 Star Pieces and an Elite Charge GM. For $1 or the equivalent pricing tier in your local currency, you'll be able to access the Tepic Community Day exclusive special research story, Roasted Berries. Stay tuned for when tickets for the Roasted Berries special research story go live. Tickets are non-refundable, subject to applicable law and those stuff. And please note, this special research will not include an in-game medal. And the bonuses are 3 times Couch Stardust, Incense activated during the event will last 3 hours, and Lore Modules activated during the event will last 3 hours, and also, as always, if you do snapshots, you get a surprise, which will be a Tepig. And the next bit of news is actually the thing I was talking about earlier, and it's Exploration Bonuses update coming to Pokemon Go. It says, trainers, one of the delights of Pokemon Go is finding Pokemon in the real world, walking around, discovering new places, meeting up with groups of friends to raid or battle together. At their core, all of Niantic's games are built around the ideas of exploration, exercise, and playing with friends. As we said last month, how we all play changed a lot in the past 15 months. With the onset of the global pandemic, we realised that we had to change the model for all of our games. We can no longer take going outside and meeting people for granted. We learned a lot. Thank you for coming along with us as we continue to navigate through this together. Today, as some parts of the world are moving towards recovery, we're announcing new exploration bonuses that make it more rewarding to play outside and are coming over the next several months, including bonuses for spinning stops, playing in in-person raids, and getting in those steps. Bonuses introduced last year that we plan to remove or change, tested first in the US and New Zealand, followed by other countries and regions based on their local conditions. Bonuses introduced last year that we're planning to keep in, including first catch of the day bonuses, go battle league and trainer battle requirements and more. We'll only remove temporary bonuses introduced last year after Pokemon Go Fest 2021, starting in the United States and New Zealand. We wanted to give you an advance heads up of what's coming and our thinking behind it, as we said last November. So Then it also says, we're committed to doing this in a staggered way when it makes sense for each place in the world to help play safely. As we return to the outside board again, these changes are aimed at restoring the focus of Pokemon Go of movement and exploration in the real world. These changes will be introduced slowly and carefully to make it more exciting and to explore the world around you. New exploration bonuses for playing together in the real world. Starting at the end of July, the following exploration bonuses will roll out to trainers for testing in the US and New Zealand. The trainers will receive up to 2 free raid passes per day for spinning photo or gym photo discs. Quickly, just coming onto this, I'm really happy. This is probably one of my favourite bonuses, just because most people say, yeah, we just do remote raid passes. But even though, like, I do raid passes, I try to get outside and do in-person raids as well and invite people to it. So, yeah, pretty cool. And coming on to raids, this week I've been raiding super hard, so I haven't got a shiny Regigigas. I caught 7, all of them 3 stars except 1, so I was really annoyed about that. So, yeah. Oh, also, I used loads of Meltan boxes, and now I have a level 40 Melmetal, and I'm going to try and create a squad of level 40 Melmetals, then power them up to level 50 after I get over level 40. So, yeah. A very good week so far. Now back to the news. And benefit from increased incense effectiveness while moving. Be guaranteed gifts while spinning Pokestops so long as they've not reached their maximum gift inventory. Receive a 10 times bonus XP from spinning a Pokestop for the first time. These bonuses will end when the season discovery wraps up September 1st, obviously 2021. Some of these bonuses may stay rolling into the following season, and new bonuses will be available as well. Make these bonuses available in other countries and regions that it's safe to do so. We understand that every place is different. Rest assured, we'll be monitoring the situation and activating appropriate bonuses when and where available. Because of this, trainers may experience different bonuses at different times. See which exploration bonuses are available to you. Check out your today view. Bonuses introduced last year that we plan to remove or change. Over the next few months, we're planning to remove or change some of the bonuses introduced last year. We will not make the changes until after Pokemon Go Fest in July, and we will remove them first as a test in the US and New Zealand, starting at the end of July. We will remove or change them on a rolling basis in other countries and regions over time, and at the same time introduce new exploration bonuses. Over the past year, incense effectiveness was increased to attract Pokemon more frequently, even if you weren't able to leave home. After the changes, effectiveness will be set at the standard level when you're stationary, and increased effectiveness will kick in when you are moving. Previously, your buddy brought you more gifts each day, up to 5 gifts at once and up to 3 times a day. This was because we knew trainers were running low on supplies like Pokeballs and berries to help them catch Pokemon. As we move to encourage trainers to play outside more, they continue to receive supplies from spinning Pokestops. After the change, the frequency of these gifts from body folk will be reduced. Previously, Pokestop and gym interactions distances were increased to enable people to engage from further away. After this change, the distance will revert back to the standard distance when it makes sense in different places, though it may be increased during future events and part of certain features. Remote raids have become an important part of the game this past year, and we're going to be continuing to evolve them. Our intention is to find the right balance between remote play and in-person play, so stay tuned for more details in coming months. Many of these in-person raid changes will be to prepare for eventual return of EX raids. So, I am going to say some of my input on this. I really hope they don't tweak remote raid passes. They are amazing the way they are, and if they ruin them, I'm going to be really disappointed. And there's the majority of legendary Pokemon I get, like the occasional, like a few I do in person raids, but most of them I'm invited to do, and just remote raids are so useful. And just if they tweak it, it's like it's so good the way it is, but then if they change it, I'm going, like, literally the whole, like, everyone is just going to be really annoyed. Unless they do it well, I'm okay with that, but if they do it badly, like, that's just going to be really, really, really bad. And EX raids, I'm not going to put my input on this, so personally, I just think, like, if you like them, you like them. If you don't like them, you don't like them. It's your choice. And bonuses introduced last year that were pang keeping. Some of the changes that were introduced in the past year resonated well with our trainers and will provide continued value as countries and regions begin to open back up. These changes will remain as standard parts of the game for the foreseeable future, some of which were previously announced. Incident duration will remain at 60 minutes, no walking requirement for Go Battle League. You can challenge any trainer remotely with a QR code. The requirement to battle with friends remotely has been lowered to good friends. The maximum number of gifts you can carry in your item bag at a time will remain at 20. Trainers will be able to open up to 30 gifts per day up to the previous 20. Or up from the previous 20, and you will continue to receive 3 times Stardust and XP for your first Pokemon catch of the day. Please check PokemonGoLive.com for further updates. So yeah, we'll be going over that later. Well, it's not out yet, but when it comes out, I'll be going over it. And the next bit of news is Together We Raid, a summer of updates in celebration of raid battles. It says, trainers, ever since we introduced raid battles in the summer of 2017, tens of millions of trainers around the world have raided together to defeat and catch powerful Pokemon. In 2020, we introduced remote raid passes and the ability to invite a friend to a raid with you from anywhere in the world. Now, a celebration of 4 years of raid battles and 5 years of Pokemon Go, we're excited to announce the latest raid-related updates. Updates to raid battles rolling out this summer. So quickly about this, I've been doing raids in gyms recently, and the updates, like the graphics and the backgrounds, look actually amazing. So yeah. Raid battles will see the following updates: trainer achievements, complete certain actions during a raid, and you might be featured afterwards. Art and user experience updates. Raids will look better than ever, and various quality of life updates will be implemented. Trainer achievements are designed to celebrate trainers of all levels for taking part in a raid. For example, at the conclusion of a raid, trainers who dealt the most damage or used a Mega Evolve Poke will be showcased for valuable participants in the battle. Here's a list of some feats that you can earn a trainer achievement for after a raid. Delivering the final attack, dealing the most damage overall, keeping a single Pokemon in battle for the longest time of all participants, using the tallest Pokemon among all participants in battle, joining the raid from the farthest distance, using a Mega Evolve Pokemon during the battle, changing your avatar's clothing or pose. I don't really know that one. Like, I don't think you could do it in the middle of a battle. Using the most charged attacks of all participants. The first time you earn a trainer achievement, you'll receive a medal that you can level up from bronze to silver and finally to gold. You can even download your trainer achievement card featuring your avatar to share with your friends on social media and more. Art and UX updates are also coming to raids. The way raid battles look will be getting makeover ahead of the summer, because the reason I said what is because it is before they in another raid like thingy they said that they weren't getting makeover. I can't remember, it was a really long time ago. So it's kind of cool that Niantic, like, sometimes they might not, but then, like, when they first made raids, it's just like that. Then now, a few years later, they're actually, like, updating it. So it's really cool. The stadium where raid battles take place will have a whole new look. There will be other visual updates as well. It's going to be an action-packed summer, trainers. Regigigas, previously only available in EX raids, a special research story encounter, will be available in Tech Encounter 5-star raids until Thursday, July 1st. I'm recording this on June 27th. So, 4 days left, I think, 3 days, at 10 a.m, so a local time. Grab some friends and take on this legendary Pokemon together. Be sure to also follow our social media channels, track the journeys of other trainers as they take on raid battles. Be out look out for more raid announcements coming soon. And the final bit of news, my favourite bit of news, and this is actually probably going to be the best GoFest ever. Pokemon Go Fest 2021 Raid Day will feature every legendary Pokemon discovered in Pokemon Go so far. So there's a picture at the top. So it has a Rayquaza on one gym, a Dialga in another gym, and a Zekrom in another one. So it's just amazing. It says, trainers, we've received reports that every legendary Pokemon discovered in Pokemon Go so far will be appearing in 5-star raids during Pokemon Go Fest 2021. Strange, right? This sort of thing hasn't happened in the world of Pokemon Go before, so we're just as puzzled as you are. Hopefully we'll get some answers during the event as to why this is happening. Please note that I might be transferring to battle and catch every legendary Pokemon in the allotted time frame, so plan accordingly. Date and time are Sunday, July 18th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. local time. Legendary Pokemon will be appearing globally in 5-star raid. Each Pokemon will be appearing in one of the four themed hours, which will be in a rotation throughout the event. During wind hour occurring from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. local time, Mewtwo, Ho-Oh, Latias, Latios, Regigigas, Altered Form Giratina, Cresselia, Virizion, and Therian Form Tornadus will be appearing in 5-star raids. So I'm definitely going to be raiding Mewtwo, maybe Ho-Oh, and definitely Altered Form Giratina, maybe Cresselia as well. And so they will be appearing in 5-star raids during Love Hour, occurring from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. and 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. local time. Moltres, Entei, Regirock, Groudon, Heatran, Reshiram, Terrakion, Therian Form, Landorus, and Yveltal will be appearing in 5-star raids. So I'm going to be raiding Moltres, Entei, Groudon, Heatran, and Reshiram, and probably Terrakion as well. So they'll be appearing 5-star raids during Frost Hour, occurring from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. local time. Articuno, Suicune, Lugia, Regice, Kyogre, Palkia, and Kyurem will be appearing 5-star raids, plus Uxie, Mesprit, and Azalea will be appearing in 5-star raids in the regions that they normally appear in. So definitely, maybe Articuno, Lugia definitely, Kyogre definitely, Palkia definitely, and Kyurem. I'm definitely going to be raiding them. Pretty much I'm also going to be raiding like 3 lake spirits. And during Thunder Hour, occurring from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. local time, Zapdos, Raikou, Registeel, Rayquaza, Dialga, Cobalion, Ethereum Form, Thunderous, and Zekrom and Xerneas will be appearing in 5-star raids. So definitely going to be raiding Zapdos, Rayquaza, definitely lots of Rayquazas, Dialga, maybe Cobalion, and Zekrom. Mythical Poke will not be appearing in 5-star raids, so just putting that out there. And while all trainers will be able to participate in this extravaganza, regardless of whether they have a Pokemon Go Fest 2021 ticket, ticket holders will be able to enjoy the following benefit. So yeah, I bought the ticket, so I'm going to be getting these as well. On an extra 10,000 XP for winning a raid battle. Wait, so just imagine this. So 20,000 XP for winning a raid battle, Lucky Egg, 40,000 XP, and catching a Pokemon with an excellent curveball, maybe about 5,000, 10,000 XP. That's a total of 50,000 XP, one raid. And if you do, like, let's say 50, 60 raids one day, that's a lot. So, yeah, that's definitely going to be an amazing event. So that's not all, but quickly. So this probably isn't going to happen. So 50,000... I'm just putting this in a calculator, times by maybe like 60, or like, well, maybe like you'll probably do maybe 30 to 60 raids. I'm just gonna go 30 at 1,500,000 XP. So that's a lot of XP, and that's with 30 raids. So that is a lot. And Spin gym photo discs to earn up to 10 raid passes. These can be used for in-person raid events. Read time research to earn up to eight remote raid passes. These can be used to join a remote raid, or remotely, obviously. And pick up an event bundle containing 3 remote raid passes. This bundle will be available in the shop on Sunday, July 18th, and from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. local time. So altogether, that's 10, 18. Plus an extra 3, so that's 21 raid passes, 10 normal, and the rest remote. So that's a lot. And tickets are available now, obviously. For more information on what you can expect from GoFest this year, check out our blog. So we've already gone over that a few episodes ago. Remember, there's a ton to look forward to with Raid of Summer. Be sure to check out the exciting updates to Raid we have in store. And also, quickly, it has been revealed, if you've seen the new loading screen, you've probably seen it. So, mythical Pokemon this year, it's actually going to be a music Pokemon, as they suggested, and it's going to be, drumroll please, Meloetta, the music Pokemon. So we're not going to be going over that yet. We'll probably do it in a later episode. And that's the end of the episode. Thank you for listening this far. And you might be confused, where's Poker Time and all that stuff and Tip of the Week. I'm sorry, guys, but this week I had barely any time and I just managed to get this done. So it's about 22, 23 minutes long. So hopefully that's long enough. And yeah, I just didn't have much time this week. Next week's going to be back to normal. I had just have loads of stuff to do. So thank you for listening this far. Now the normal stuff, you know, you can go to the podcast site, leave feedback, you can subscribe to it so you don't miss another episode. Also, you can leave reviews and stuff, but thanks for listening this far. And yeah, so see you next week for the next episode of the Pokemon Go podcast.